This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Each and every week, we broadcast live on GCN, or home and podcast radio syndication, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, at robertscottbell.com. Today, I wish you could see who we had on the show. I have the great honor, privilege, and, I don't know what to say about this woman, Nia Peoples. You've heard of her? I'm sure you have. We met, was it last year, Nia?
Last year.
Yeah. At the same event?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dr. Rasha Bitar, our good buddy, brought us together, and we are live at the Advanced Medicine Conference because you can hear stuff
going on.
There's
something very important and exciting going on over there.
I promise we're not in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, but we are fired up here at the Advanced Medicine Conference, second annual one. Last year was Pasadena, and we meant to get you on last year on the show.
Yeah.
And something I said offended you, clearly, because it's a year later.
It was your breath.
It was my, oh, awful. That was so mean. That was horrible. So
I couldn't miss. I couldn't
you
mess
couldn't,
that up.
She knew. She knew where she was going with that. So how did you connect for our new listeners to the show or that haven't heard you on this show going, well, how are you all connected to healing? I mean, what did you know Dr. Bitar for many years? A little bit of the backstory for our friends out
well,
there.
Well, I mean, I met Dr. Bitar about 4 years ago at a Greg Braden conference. And we just got into this conversation about cancer and healing. And I've always had this other way of thinking about things. I'm an actress. I'm an author. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I have children, and I, you know, that puts you in this place to really want to know what you're doing for them, because we have a tendency to care more about that than what we're doing for ourselves.
Right, right. Yes.
And so for me, it began with the whole vaccine issue.
This is unfortunately the most divisive issue, and it shouldn't be. It's a personal issue of what are you going to do, how are you going to raise your kids medically or otherwise, and I was vaccinated as a kid. I was raised pharmaceutically, medically, all of that. And we had far fewer vaccines when I was a kid.
Right.
And yet I still had some injuries. Now, when we had kids, my wife and I were on the same page. Mm-hmm. She was trained to become a doctor of chiropractic. She retired once we had kids. But we got the idea that, me as a homeopath, that injecting toxic poisons into any human being, or much less animal, might not be the best idea.
Right.
And then I can address this rationally and ask questions, and we can come to our own decisions. But now it's seemingly become a divisive topic where you can talk politics and religion, but you can't talk vaccination.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think because people are off topic. I mean, it's really, you know, one set of people will claim vax, one is anti-vax, and that's it. It's still like a talking point. It's an arguing point. It's not even getting to what's happening here. Am I anti-vax? No, I'm pro the concept of what I believe vaccines should be. Like in my little head, okay, I understand if I have a little bit of this or if I'm exposed to that, my body builds up an immunity to it.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out a way to attenuate it so that I can, you know, my stick in my body and I can create an immunity to it without actually getting the disease. Okay, the concept makes sense to me, but
what about the choice?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The concept makes sense to me, but it's got to be safe. You can't say, well, take the concept and put it in a pile of what's obviously not good. Mm-hmm. You can't ask me to hand my baby
right.
over to you and say, look, go ahead and inject. I don't know what the rest of that stuff is, but I'm looking at something called human serum. I don't know what that is. Aluminum. I know what that is. Mm-hmm. Thimerosal.
Bovine serum.
All
sometimes.
Of it.
Right, all that, yeah.
And formaldehyde? Mm-hmm. I mean...
We what? Learned about those things in high school chemistry, and we didn't think that at that time we were told they were good to inject. So I think, you know, that level of what I dare call common sense
yeah.
that many medical professionals have somehow lost
yeah.
because of their training and indoctrination. Now, you know, if it was a joke, I'm not anti-doctor, but and Dr. Bittar, our buddy, says he's not anti-vaccine, he's anti-stupid.
Right.
You know, and it's funny, but it's also a very serious thing. And I think fundamentally, as I've always said, is I support somebody's choice
yes.
if they decide to go that way. I'm not trying to get in the way of
right.
them. I would try to convince them maybe, but not through force that I say, you know, look at this. But I think the higher ground is, look, we support your choice
yes.
to do it. I'll tell you why I'm not doing it, but don't try to use the force of government or anything to force me.
That's
or my
absolutely
choice, right? I think
right.
that's the honoring place to be.
That I'm
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that. I mean, it's a tough choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dealing with the most important thing in your life, which is your child or your children.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be able to be informed.
Yeah.
So open it up. Show me how it's safe. Show me the efficacy of it.
Yeah.
And then let me choose.
Yeah. Imagine that. It doesn't seem so unreasonable, does
no.
it? No, it doesn't. We're talking with Nia Peoples here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition live from the Advanced Medicine Conference, second year. This time it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you've been in attendance, you're loving it. And maybe you can catch it later on a streaming service. We'll get it out to everybody that way as well. Other things that connected us, you know, through Dr. Bittar, in addition to the vaccine issue, which, of course, his story is famous mm-hmm. because of his son being injured
yes.
and his promise to God that he would do anything if he could get the help he needed, and he was able to bring his child back. So he's on a mission. He's got passion,
yeah.
you know, and you know it. And you do, too.
Yeah.
Beyond acting and singing and all the
oh, yeah.
talents and writing, there's something more because you're here. And a
yeah.
lot of people, let's be honest, they're afraid to interact in a controversial way, even
yeah.
though I don't see this as a controversy.
No.
Isn't that weird?
It's a return to trusting what we know mm-hmm. to be true, like instinctively and just inwardly. We know these things to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been so programmed to not question those things. And I mean, ultimately, I believe that everybody has this thing that is within them. Where they, I mean, you are teaching me so many things as a doctor. The scientists are teaching me so many things, but it's just a pathway back to what I already instinctively
yes.
know.
Yes.
And that, for me, is something that has driven me. That message
mm-hmm.
is what has driven me through my life.
I was going to ask you that because
yeah.
a lot of people don't seem to know how to do that. And they'll say, but I don't get it. What do you mean by that, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a natural extension of who you are
right.
to do that, as you said, for whatever reason you came in with that intuition or however you describe it. And I like that we could wake that in anybody and everybody.
That's
I really
right.
believe we can.
Yes.
Not that I'm extra special, that I can do it or you, but because we already do it, it is a matter of almost just being around people like yourself,
yes.
you suddenly start seeing things a little bit differently.
Right.
Not because you're beating me up
no.
over the head, but just by who you are. And I think that's an example I'd love for people to pick up on.
Yes, and absolutely. I believe that mm-hmm. everyone is so incredibly powerful. There might be someone who hears my voice that cringes at the sound of it and therefore cannot receive whatever.
Where are they? I'll beat them up. No, I'm just kidding.
Shh, don't tell me. But when anybody, I don't care if it's the baker on the corner or your mother or your aunt, when they stand up in that truth
mm-hmm.
and they have the courage to follow what they know is right internally, it
yeah.
gives everyone else around them permission to listen to that inner thing. It's just like the bully thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got one guy bullying some other guy and there's a crowd of people standing around, they're kind of
yeah.
kind of laughing, but they know it's wrong, but they don't know what to do. And the first time someone stands up and goes, hey, knock it off. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then suddenly everybody goes, yeah, it's not.
Right.
It's not right. And they're just waiting to give themselves permission to move on what they already know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that individually, man, are we powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. We experienced some extraordinary things here at this event yesterday, Saturday.
Yes.
That when this event started, we were told, because it just opened up, North Carolina's just started opening up. The governor apparently had said something about 50% capacities in
right.
certain places and made exceptions for meetings that were around health and safety, which, of course, this is about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the hotel was saying we were not able to have any more than 10 people in a room. And there was like 250 people trying to get in, you know, in the morning. And, man, it was a scenario where almost, I could almost see a movie happening, right?
Yeah.
This is like a confrontation is going to happen, the conflict you need. And there was almost points where it hit that. And then, I went out, Dr. Patara went out, we talked with the police officers who were supportive. There were calls being made to the head of Hilton. I mean, it was amazing what was happening right before our eyes. And I talked to the crowd and I said, you know, I appeal to some other level of spirit, some prayer, love, you know, and even the people that seem to be in opposition to us.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't hate on them. Don't be angry with them.
Right.
Just give them love. And they were right next to me as we were talking about this. And then this miracle happened. It's like the Red Sea parted.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a solution that was like no one knew. And then we're, you know, we're seeing this hosted in the main atrium of the building. And there are more people than we could imagine that came to this thing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, this could have easily gone the other way.
Yeah.
Had we made certain other choices to like ingratiate ourselves to ego and anger and violence even. Those situations are tenders, you know?
That's right. And, you know, where you place your awareness is where your energy goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always different things happening, but there is always this pattern of harmony that is wanting to come forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we sort of back up and sit in that neutral space, we begin to become aware of what that pattern is and how it looks, and then it starts to take shape.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is about, I believe, it is about placing your awareness on how the patterns of harmony are coming together, as opposed to just pushing against what you know is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How is the professional interaction with you being vocal, actually being able to step out and say, you know, this is who I am, this is what I believe, is instead of hiding behind something because you're afraid this might affect you professionally, because that has happened.
I don't care. I mean, I've gotten, you know, in my older age, I really don't care. I mean, I am so passionate about people understanding that they are their own gurus, that they have their own voice to turn back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't stand up in this, I'm full of shite.
Yeah, nicely said. Nicely said. There's a level of integrity that you yourself couldn't move from, I imagine.
Right.
You know that. And not everybody operates that way. Maybe some people say most don't. I don't know. I don't try to calculate that way. But I know that I can control, you know, my level of integrity as I reach out to the world. And of course, being organic and, you know, all the things that I've done over the years to heal myself, it'd be very easy to find out if I was going to the drive-thru and eating a McDonald's burger and you're like, well, that guy's another one of those hypocrites, right?
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it for my own sake, just on my own health perspective.
Right.
So, you know, this became a lifestyle as opposed to a fad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try it out and then you'll be back. No, never went back because I had been there. It was miserable and being sick, like I was for the first 24 years of my life, was indelible enough for me to go, there's got to be a better way. And that was the prayer that went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was sent principles of healing that I would eventually be able to communicate. Can you stick around? We got to take a break.
You bet.
All right. We're on with Nia Peoples here. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's it. And we got Nia Peeples. She's amazing. Just the energy that just comes off of you is so beautiful. And the messaging here at this second event, yeah, which was met obstacles like I could have never, almost never imagined.
Right.
And we've come together, and I like Dr. Bitar, man of great principle and passion, yep, commitment to that which he knows is right, correct, and true, has inspired now millions of people.
Yes.
You know, I think it's funny because he was on my show for once a week. We did Advanced Medicine Mondays for 10 years.
Wow.
And then he, like, went on and started doing some other things on social media. I was like, kicked the training wheels off. And now he is just, yeah, on fire in a wonderful, powerful way. And people are resonating around the world, and many medical physicians are resonating in that way,
yeah,
and it's because he lives in that truth. I think that's appealing to folks, as well as he's correct, you know, on these,
yeah,
medical issues. You know,
yeah,
it's not just a cult of personality, in other words.
No, and I think, yeah, too, it goes to even medical professionals. It's that whole bully thing. The minute someone stands up in the truth and goes, no, I don't care what you're saying or what you're doing, mm-hmm, this is not right, this is right, then,
yeah,
it gives other medical professionals the courage,
that's
to stand,
yes,
up in what they already know. I mean, why did they take that oath? Why did they sign up and go through all the schooling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this goes to another thing that I would like to just chat about,
yeah,
is the compassion for all of us as, mm-hmm, we go through this learning.
Yeah.
You know, I stand up and I say, like on my social media, look, this is what I've come to know. But it doesn't stop there. The minute I say, I know, and this is right, and it's nothing more than this, mm-hmm. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Because everything is constantly evolving.
Yes.
And isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. And so if I know that I'm on that path, and that path requires compassion for myself and a dedication to what love really is and what mm-hmm. truth really is, mm-hmm. then I know I'm going to stumble or I'm going to get a misinformation, and it's going to work itself out. But everybody else is going to have their path of hitting yeah. blockages and everything else. So then there's this compassionate kind of reverence for one yeah. another as we're all seeking truth in that love.
Well, and the opportunity that we mentioned this morning, or yesterday morning now, time is flying, that the opportunity to look at somebody who might have been perceived as a bully,
mm-hmm.
who were, weirdly enough, just following orders. There's a whole other history to that, too. Yeah. But at the same time, do we attack them or do we have compassion for them? And in the compassionate interaction to appeal to the heart, to the soul, to the spirit, there was a miracle that, in my opinion, that occurred.
Yes.
And, you know, Batar doesn't take well to being bullied, as you know, our buddy Dr. Batar. He's a bulldog, he's an army man, you know, all of that. At the same time, they had to know he was willing. Sometimes we have to know that you're willing to stand up for what is right
yeah.
and you're not going to cower in fear. And then you don't have to use it, but you put them on notice. And I've said this about anybody that would try to attempt to come into my home and vaccinate me, my wife, or my kids,
mm-hmm.
realizes that they have a certain, what do they call it, gauge of a syringe?
Yes.
I have a certain caliber that makes a bigger hole. And, yeah, you understand what I'm saying. And it's not that I've ever wanted to visit violence on anybody, but the recognition that we have a perception that what you would be attempting to do is so offensive to me that it also, I know that it could take the life of a loved one,
yeah.
that you can't do that. And I think we need to learn also to stand in strength in defense of what is right,
yes.
correct, and true. And some people might not understand what we're doing or why,
mm-hmm.
but when you have a conviction of something so strongly that you are willing to walk through, you know, proverbial walls to defend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to. I mean, and this is, but again, everybody has their, just listen, like mm-hmm. just listen, because mm-hmm. everybody has that time to step. You know, you talked about having Dr. Buttar on for 10 years, and all of a sudden, boom, here it is. And I watched him for the last 3 or 4 years
yeah.
line things up, and everything kind of bit a little mm-hmm. here, bit a little bit there, and then everything lined up, and now is the time.
A moment.
And
yeah.
you move.
Yes.
And so he's the only one who knows when that is instinctively, and each one of us knows our own path and our own timing, so we cannot take ourselves out of the equation.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. And they talk about working, you know, toiling in obscurity for 19 years
yeah.
to become an overnight sensation,
yeah.
right?
Exactly.
You know, everybody's got a story, and they only see you at the point when they see you. They don't know unless they are interested and intrigued to hear, like I said, your backstory yeah. of how you came to be what you are and why you do what you do and why you stand on principle and don't sway to those who would seek to take advantage of you for any number of reasons. And there's a lot of that goes on in this world as well. And we need more examples that not compromising is the way to go.
That's right. And listening again. So mm-hmm. for me, it mm-hmm. was the opposite in that I was like an overnight success.
Mm-hmm.
And now what's calling me is to go ahead and work in obscurity. If you know what I mean?
Yes,
to stand
that's great.
In something that I feel is much more important.
Mm-hmm.
Not that acting and what I did was
yeah.
not, is not,
yeah.
but I'm listening to my calling. So, mm-hmm. and it's to be
wow.
here and to live this now and whatever that brings. Great.
I love to talk about people who have found their calling. To me, that's the most inspiring thing. And I don't know if you have any more time, but I'd go more into that with you.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Nia Peoples is on. We'll let you know how to find more about her and all her projects and how you can support and be part of them if you'd like on The Robert Scott Bell Show at the website, robertscottbell.com. Stand by.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Memorial Day weekend events will be the first major test of America against the coronavirus as millions of people are heading outdoors. Most beaches will have enforced social distancing.
If we don't get voluntary compliance through a beach ambassador, then they'll ask for law enforcement to come and actually enforce the governor's executive orders for the distancing.
But there are different rules depending on where you are.
Obviously, it's advisable at all times, but I don't think it's realistic or practical to ask people to wear a mask.
Calling houses of worship essential, President Trump called on the nation's governors to allow them to reopen despite the threat of the coronavirus. Trump said if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them. France is allowing religious services to resume after a legal challenge to the government's ban on such gatherings. This is USA Radio News. FBI Director Christopher Wray ordered a review of the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The review will determine whether current employees engaged in misconduct. President Trump is celebrating a new addition to his immediate family, a lawyer. His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Barron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, great time here at the Advanced Medicine Conference. If you can attend, this is an annual event, maybe more, but at least annual, and it looks like they're going to make it even bigger next year in Charlotte, North Carolina. So come on back, and I know I'll be here. I'm pretty sure Nia's going to be here. You kind of aligned with this, and you really helped Rashid out big time, because he told me, Robert, I didn't know you were going to come. I'm like, dude, if there was a way, I was going to make it. But, you know, I understood, because there's a lot of stuff coming and it would be long trips and everything. And you do wonderful. You got up there and you've been introducing folks. And we're just, you know, we got to be thrown into the mix without a script often. Right. Although sometimes we're given a script to say, here's the next speaker. But there's a lot that life throws at you. And at a certain point, you mentioned becoming an overnight sensation in the opposite way of some toil and obscurity then, or suddenly you sort of fall into it and you have this talent and ability and it all clicks. And then now you have this opportunity at another point in your life to say, you know what? I've got this thing bubbling up in me that I need to do. And how do you describe this transition? And
well, I think, you know, people ask, what is success? You know, how do you define that? And, I've been in my life, I've been an overachiever. So I've achieved a lot of things and always with a low-grade satisfaction. But there was this little thing that was always calling me. And I think an important aspect of it is being willing to allow it to evolve. Mm-hmm. That means, you know, when I was called to act or to sing or to write, that was a powerful call and I listened.
Mm-hmm.
But then as it started to shift, imagine if I held on to that goal that was set when I was 17,
wow.
or that call
yeah.
that I had when I was 17. Imagine in your 30s, 40s, 50s going, I still have to do that because I knew back then. Well, who are you now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your life is shifting and changing. You're growing. And for me, when I got to be about, oh, my God, how old am I now? 54.
Are we the same age, really?
I'm 58.
No.
I'll be 60 in a year and a half.
You got me by a few years. I didn't. You look so much younger.
No, it's just true.
It's
bouncy.
It's spirit, too, right?
Yeah.
The flow of the energy. I know it. So great.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just went, wait, I felt like there was more of me.
Mm-hmm.
To come forth.
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't like I'm redefining myself. It's like, wait, I'm listening more deeply and there's more. What is it? And it takes a lot of courage to let go of the things that have defined you previously. It really does.
Yes.
And, but you won't be happy mm-hmm. if you don't listen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so you take your course charts differently. Your goals change in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can hold on to things you had set and you've achieved. And it's like, well, I can keep doing that.
Yeah.
And that works for some people. I'm not judging, you know,
right.
But if you got something like divine discontent,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always had this vision when I was a kid to grow up to be a doctor, for instance. Now, at a certain point in my young life, going toward the medical school track, like Dr. Batar ended up going, I realized all the things doctors had done to me because I never had good health.
Mm.
If I was to become that and do that to anybody else, I would be miserable.
Right.
And that was like a dream dash. That was like, wait a second.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
talking to God. It's like, God, but you know what I want to do. You've known that since, what is this? Right. And but the only model I had, because my uncle was a medical doctor, my dad was a pharmaceutical
wow.
guy, that was it. So I was like, you know what, I just have to face up that I can't do that because I would be disgusted every day with what I did to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
And so I kind of let it go. Interesting process. Mm-hmm. You surrender or something. And I don't know what it's going to be. I did other things, creative stuff, little thing there, and I got to travel a bit. And then met a homeopathic doctor. You know, but it was years later, like 6 years later or so, because I had to learn things in order to be open and ready to hear a message that was completely foreign, language that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But also to be miserable enough in my own skin and body because I felt rotten to look that there could be another path.
Right.
And it was like, okay, I'm a young guy, 24, when this all finally transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
But I was ready. And I don't know that, would I have been, I don't know. But life met my challenge.
Right.
But not the way, you know, it wasn't a bolt of lightning. It wasn't instant. I still had to go through things and find a way. And then, you know, here I am. I didn't know I was going to be in radio, although I always had a feeling that I could talk to people and
yeah.
communicate like that.
Yep.
And that kind of happened. Some of the stuff happens you didn't know
right.
really how that was going to work. But then again, coming into homeopathy and then helping others and working alongside like Dr. Batar and other mm-hmm. physicians around the world and befriending some of these people that I would call heroes.
Yes.
And they became friends. And you're like, wow, this is an amazing journey. And I'm even speaking to you today, knowing you now. It's just these people that are heart-centered, that have integrity. And, you know, for others that don't think it's possible, open yourself up to the possibility because you can be your own obstacle.
Yeah.
And you can also
yeah.
be the one that steps out of the way and goes, I'm going to let it happen.
Right.
I'm going to humor myself and go, I don't know. I'm not the one that's going to say it's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's just sharing you a little bit of some of my journey.
Well, no, I think it's really, really awesome because when you think about it, the homeopathy mm-hmm. is what gave you the tools to align with what you really wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you look back at wanting to be a doctor, I mean, maybe it was because of your family or this, that, and the other, but beneath and within it,
mm-hmm.
there is this desire to serve
yeah.
medically, like to serve and help people with their bodies. But when it comes into conflict with your own belief patterns,
mm-hmm.
you got to open, let go, like you said, and
yeah.
open up. And the way always shows up.
Mm. Yeah.
It always shows up.
There's a lot of times where we're we may struggle with that it's not coming fast enough, or I'm meeting obstacle after obstacle. And there's it's almost a universal question. How do I know when it's time to fight harder?
Yes.
Or when it's time to let go and let God, in a sense?
Yep.
Because there's a path waiting, but it is all of these things didn't align. Like we talked about Dr. Bitar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean he toiled in obscurity. I mean, he had a following and he was doing great work. But suddenly this moment was made for all the training that he had gone through. Even being on the radio with me all these years, prepared, all of this stuff played in. And only at that moment. And we could be frustrated along the way, or we could go, you know what? I'm going to trust that there's somebody else that knows what's going on more than I do.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, not everybody can let it go, but I think I'm hearing similarity in terms of how you live your life.
Absolutely. You've got to, you do have to let that, you know, the universe feeds you what you're ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't know what that is. And the minute you think you always know what it is, you're missing the signs.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what's coming up next? I don't know.
Well, it's like a master class in this. And I've interacted with some folks here at the Advanced Medicine Conference, and they're asking very sincere questions because they're inspired by Dr. Bitar, and many of them are patients, and they're also now inspiring me and others because of what they've accomplished and achieved in the midst of when they've been told you're going to die, right?
Mm.
And yet there are mechanical questions about how do you do what you do? And sometimes there are mechanical answers. Other times it can only be explained by the years it took to get to a certain point where it looks like it's automatic. And then I can forget that it wasn't always automatic. And I've got to remember, you know what? Somebody may be where I was. And it's where I remember, don't judge, right? Have compassion. And if they're asking with a sincere heart, take the time, all the time you want to give back because of the gifts you were given and the opportunities to learn the things you've learned.
Yeah, complete. Well, that's the joy of being here. I mean, one of the joys of being here is sharing.
Yes.
And sharing the pathways that worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if that resonates with someone else, that they can pick that up and apply it to their own lives, then they do.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's awesome.
Exactly. So let's get into some of your projects. We got about 4 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wrap it up here with you, Nia. It's been great. And I'm sorry about the bad breath a year ago.
I was joking.
That was a great one. I love that. Taking this, is it in the health realm, you know, things you're here with Dr. Bitar? Is it in the creative arts realm? What would you say you're projecting into now?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I have no idea. I listen and I move. And it's creating itself. I've written a children's book that is so... It happened in a span of 4 hours.
Wow.
It was incredible how quickly, it was 3 or 4 hours, I can't remember. And then within 3 or 4 months, it was done. And it's so positively impactful because it speaks about really with the essence of what my belief in life is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a glorious, beautiful, beautiful thing. I never set out to write a children's book, but it just happened. It was one of those things that was a line of inspiration that popped up, and I just followed it, and bing, it was really, really easy. And so that's how I'm moving through my life. Because I have been such an overachiever in my life, I know how to, with Newtonian physics,
yes.
March.
Right.
I know how to get stuff done.
Yes.
And I want to work with the power that creates worlds.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm kind of flowing, and I'm letting it go. And
Now, pardon my ignorance.
Yep.
Just catching up on this children's book. Is it out? Is it published? Is it viable yet?
I self-published.
Okay, good.
I am published in Spanish.
Okay.
In South America.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose not to get a publisher here because I know the publishing.
You know how
here.
It works. I know.
And
I'm with you.
Didn't want it.
Yeah.
I thought it needs to be available to whoever wants it. So you can go to neapeoples.com.
Good. That's what I wanted to
share. And the book is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing amazing things. They've implemented it in schools.
What's the title?
The Little Apple Tree.
Okay.
It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It went from one class to six classes in that grade to all these other grades, and now it's mandatory reading in Bogota, Colombia at the high school level.
Really?
Because it teaches compassion and understanding and self-love.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's beautiful. And it's amazing that if that can be taught without sacrificing the beauty of the individual.
No. It's absolutely about you have a unique calling that can only be expressed by you. You are a one of a kind. You've never been here before. Fit like this
that
physical
me,
body,
yes.
And you will never be here in this physical body again. You're a one and only.
And I don't know if you understand why it appeals to me so much that you focus that way, because so much of media is, whether it's intentional or not, is degrading to the individual and makes you put part of a mass of mush and collectivism.
Yep.
right? Yep. And we don't value the great gifts of each individual that's here for a very special purpose.
That's right.
And in fact, it's derided if you, you know, recognize that. So to do that in a children's book, my wife is going to be thrilled.
You're going to love it. Yeah, I'm so. Right. I don't know how it happened. I almost couldn't put my name on the book. I was like,
wow.
I can't. Maybe written through Nia Peoples, but not written by. Mm-hmm. And then my son said, he's a musician. He said, Mom, any piece of art, any kind of creation is a co-creation and a channeling. So.
Oh, your son is wise.
And I went, okay.
Nicely done, son.
Yeah.
So what's his name?
Christopher.
Christopher, shout out to you, Christopher. Great job. Doing well for Mom. So we've got less than a minute, and I've got to ask you, why are you not afraid right now at a time where there seems to be all this focus on trying to keep people separated from one another? That's a big question in a short time, I know.
Oh, my God, why am I not afraid? Mm-hmm. Because love and truth set you free, and that's it. That's enough. Like, that's enough for me.
Yeah, and you practice it.
You have to. And I'm not going to say I don't get fearful sometimes. When I started peeling back the layers, because I'm working on this pandemic, I'm helping a little bit with the documentary.
The big documentary, yeah.
So you start peeling back the layers, and you're going, oh, my God, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. It's huge.
Yep.
And you just went, you know, so you can have this moment of fear, and then you go, wait, let's work it backwards again. Work it back.
When I first learned of the things I know, I had to go through tremendous fear. Because of what I suddenly saw that I didn't like, and it really... I was under the covers in fear, physically fearful. So how could I get out? Love, spirit, connection, God, worship, prayer, all of that. Nia Peoples, God
bless. Well, I know this is going to run a little bit
We're going to take a break. We're going to run over. We got one more segment. We'll say hi to the folks, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this. No, this is awesome. Be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping it up here with Nia Peoples, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Advanced Medicine Conference. And we just went to a place that I saw something and had to bubble out of you, come out of you.
I know.
And I was, it was unfair of me to ask that question right at the end. But, you know, it's like, how do you get that one-word answer? So we are going to take the time. We got the last segment here. I want you to respond to what was coming
through. We talk about fear, mm-hmm. and the fear is just of the unknown, and we feel a lack of control. But when we understand, I mean, when we're talking about what's happening in the world right now, we are the masses. We are the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if each person just came into this space of devotion to that love mm-hmm. and that truth and stood up in it. You couldn't, it's like trying to hold back a tsunami.
Yeah.
You cannot hold it back. You know, when you look at the ocean, what is it? A bunch of little drops of water. Mm-hmm. Each one of us matters. That's how powerful we are.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I not, how do you deal with fear? And you realize there's no option.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I know to be true. And this is, it's based in the frequency of love. And as I stand up in it, I encourage others to do it because together
yeah.
we are powerful beyond measure.
Ever heard of this? What if they threw a war and no one showed up?
That's exactly right.
Right?
I was like, people going, how do I fight this with love? But how can we fight this?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't. You just say, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
I mean,
defeated.
Look what happened to the telephones that were on the walls. They don't exist anymore because, yeah, there was something better. Vaccines, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, there's something better. Homeoprophylaxis, y'all.
Yeah.
Use homeopathy for this. Come on. So I love the question of why are you not afraid? Because it allows people to peer into a reality that if they're that they indulge in what we call mainstream media.
Yes.
I would call it propaganda.
Yeah.
And it could be right, left. This
doesn't
is
matter.
Not about the politics, but it's kind of a programming. That's why they call it television
Flavor.
Programming. And you don't even realize what you've been taught to believe is are not your own thoughts.
Right.
They're placed there, and you accept them. And then they become you.
Yeah.
And so when someone such as yourself or anybody I talk to, typically the people that are not afraid, and I ask that, it's like, This is the pathway out.
Yes.
You don't participate in the fear, and you recognize that it dissipates. When I had Dr. Thomas Cowan on a couple of weeks ago, he's a medical doctor out of San Francisco Bay Area. He knows about Rudolf Steiner, energy stuff. He was talking about viruses as not even being real causes of anything. Exosomes viewing out.
Yeah.
We talked energy and frequency and homeopathy. And at the end, he talked about Sleeping Beauty, the classic story. Of course, it's not the Disneyfied story. The real story was pretty horrific, and the spells that were cast, the Sleeping Beauty. Instead of dying, she slept. That's good. The rescuer came through, and you couldn't penetrate the walls that were thorned and poisonous, and he got through. They dissipated. They disappeared. What did he do? He said, I had no fear. The simple act of dissolving yourself of this fear eliminated all of the illusion that had you in that state of fear, because it was...
Right.
The illusion.
Right, right.
And those stories, those old stories were trying to teach us this.
Yes, yeah, there's so much programming. It's unbelievable. And I mean, I just go back to the mothers handing their babies over with, you know, even knowing what's in it.
Yeah.
That was a moment for me to be willing to go, God, I know everybody's saying this, but doesn't make sense to me. I had a doctor yell at me. Have you ever heard of humanity? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, well, we'll walk out of here.
Yeah, I think.
So when you're confronted with fear, like, how do you deal with it? Mm-hmm. You're under the covers. You're frightened.
Yeah.
How do you shift it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a question. Are you asking me?
I am.
You are asking me. Oh, wait. You turned the tables on me. Well, look, it was, I'll go back to that memory because it's a very visceral memory where I realized that, let's just say it this way, not in a fairy tale way, but there really are monsters out there.
Yeah.
There are people that do monstrous things to other people and even children. And you don't want to, I don't want to think about that. But when I woke up and realized it's like, I couldn't ignore it at the same time, would I be so afraid that I would never come out again?
Yeah.
Or would I look to say, is there a way to get beyond this?
Yeah.
And we keep coming back. This word love is overused.
Yeah.
And I love... love. Dr. Lipton, we talked about love is not an emotion necessarily. It's, or is it Batar said? I don't know. At this point, we're all feeding off of this, and it's a state of being. It is who we are. And when you reconnect to that, and I always talk about when people ask me that, because they do, how come you're not afraid? Aren't you afraid, Robert, the things you say on radio and media? I was like, no, because, you know, I go with God.
Yeah.
Spirit directs me. It's not about me, ego, wanting to do, it's about being directed. And there's no fear. When you feel that fear, you can be certain that you're off the path, at least temporarily, and you need to come back. And that's kind of the symptom of the body saying, hey, do it differently.
Yeah.
Do something differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the body telling you. That's it's our guidance system. I know when I went for a long walk on Easter and was just like, whoa, what am I doing with all this information, this crazy information that's coming up?
Yeah.
And very clearly, I just heard you have to be willing to see it. And transmute it into love anyway.
There you go. Nia Peoples, you're amazing.
I love being here.
I love you.
Thank you.
And all that you're doing. Thank you for connecting and this time being on the show.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank
all right,
you for
y'all.
Having me.
Back after this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.